Voters held annual school meetings across the state on Tuesday, and in several communities, the discussions were overshadowed by legal and financial questions raised by challenges to forced mergers under the Act 46 law. VPR's John Dillon was in the Washington Central Supervisory Union. These Central Vermont communities are divided over a merger that would have some schools assume the debt of others.
The first item up for the agenda is Article 1, which is to hear and act upon the report of the town school director. Is there a motion to hear?
Annual school meetings often focus on budgets, buildings, and student performance. But also wrapped up in these discussions are fundamental questions of local identity. Local schools are often where you vote. They're where you see your neighbors at soccer games and holiday concerts. Listen to Edith Miller, an East Montpelier voter.
We don't necessarily have town centers. Our school building is the center of our town. We're proud of it. It's the place where we gather. So I do understand that people feel protective.
East Montpelier Elementary has the largest student population in the 5 elementary school district, which feeds students into a union high school. Voters here in 2012 also approved an $8 million bond vote to renovate the building. And under a forced merger plan issued by the State Board of Education, other schools in the district will have to shoulder a portion of East Montpelier's debt.
East Montpelier, through no particular virtue of its own, gets 50% debt relief.
Scott Thompson is a member of the U32 school board from Calais, and like Edith Miller says, he's protective of his elementary school. The anti-merger sentiment is especially strong in Calais and Worcester, which had relatively little debt and thus will pay proportionally more of East Montpelier's. So Thompson was disappointed in a court ruling Monday that did not halt the merger process. He says the court challenge continues, and he thinks the debt issue still has legal firepower because voters in some of the affected towns did not get a chance to say yay or nay.
In essence, what's happening is that the forced merger is imposing a $1.5 million bond on Calais without a vote, without any money to show, or without any improvements to the school, only obligation to pay.
The Calais Elementary School is less than 5 rutted road miles from East Montpelier Elementary School, and some of Calais's neighbors in East Montpelier were sympathetic to the argument about debt. Here's Ellen Knadler, who suggested they look at the situation from Calais's point of view.
I mean, East Montpelier will be golden. Our taxes will go down because the other people will be picking up our debt. But I think it's important to understand why our friends in Calais and Worcester may not be so happy. And I think it's a reality that Calais and Worcester are afraid that their schools are going to close.
Meanwhile, Calais voters and East Montpelier voters also chose different paths on their individual school budgets. Calais offered their spending plans to voters Tuesday, but East Montpelier decided to delay a vote until April because of the uncertainty over the merger. In East Montpelier, I'm John Dillon.